What's up, Atlanta? Happy Thursday with Turtle. Yeah, that's right, O. We got one finger up tonight. We actually have less than that. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas tonight. It's your boy, Turtle. We're doing a sprint tonight. We're sprinting to the finish line because we got Hawks preseason ball versus the Rockets coming up starting at the top of the hour. It's almost time, y'all. Basketball is here. I'm excited. I think the Hawks are going to be really good. I've been saying it. I think they have a chance at 50 wins and a top 5 or 6 seed in the East, maybe even better. So I am chomping at the bit for this thing to get started in just a couple of days. I'm so excited to see Luke Kennard, who we heard from yesterday, off the bench, sharpshooter, Porzingis, Jalen Johnson back healthy. This thing is going to be fun. So I'm excited to listen and take a peek at what the Hawks do tonight. We also have Thursday night football. Trey Hendrickson's out for the Bengals. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, there's a couple of teams in the NFL that are just absolutely snake-bitten with injuries over the last couple of years. The Bengals and the 49ers jump to mind right away. I mean, they just can't stay healthy if their lives depended on it and their seasons depended on it. And they do. So we'll see what the Falcons can do against a banged-up 49er squad on Sunday night. But tonight, I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, I don't want to tip my hand because we got to make our picks at the bottom of the show here. It'd be hard for me to see the Steelers not rolling, but I'll make my official prediction coming up in about 40 minutes from now. Oren had a chance to take a 2-game lead on me, but because he didn't believe in the Dirty Birds, that lead just sticks at just one. He's just one game ahead of me. I am 12-8, and Oren is 13-7. Could have been 14-6, but ye of little faith, Oren James Romaine. We'll see if he gets on the Dirty Birds train tonight. All right, so since we have such little time tonight, I was thinking about how I wanted to do this. How do I want to spend this hour with you? And here's what I decided. We had such a great conversation last night. I took calls for the better part of the first 2 hours of the show, and you guys were awesome. And there's been such an intensity about the state of the Falcons right now. I said, I only have an hour. Let's extend yesterday's conversation. Let's put some tentacles on the conversation from yesterday. Because yesterday I asked you, simply put, do you believe the Falcons are a legit playoff contender right now? And we had a very spirited discussion. A lot of people called in and said, yes, I'm ready. They're ready. Let's go. But also a lot of people called in with some really strong opinions on, no, I need to see more. And that led me to think, why? And I came up with a couple of reasons, and I want to talk to you about it. We'll take some calls next segment, and then that'll be it for me. The next time I talk to y'all will be after the game on the Falcons flyover. So we got to put our money where our mouth is tonight. This is a huge prove-it spot for the fan base and for the media and for nationally the perspective on the Falcons. Because in the years past, especially in this playoff drought, this is almost guaranteed, Oren, a game the Falcons lose. Almost a guarantee. In the years past. Because right now, the vibes are as high as they've been for this team in several seasons. I know with Kirk last year, 6-3, 4-0 in the division. I think this feels even different, more different than that because of the defense. Last year, the defense was nothing like it is this year. And you see what you see. Bijan has taken another step to become, to quote our head coach, the best player in football. So based off of our conversation last night, a lot of y'all who were pessimistic about the Falcons being a legit playoff contender right now or feeling like they still need to go out and prove it. I think a lot of that has to do with what games like this one on Sunday Night Football, you're in prime time again. You just had an epic, heroic performance in a dominant 24-14 win over Buffalo. How do they respond immediately? So not even just looking at the rest of the season as a whole, as we did yesterday, are they ready to make that leap as the playoffs? Are they ready to win this game on Sunday? Because, again, this is a game where I think 9 times out of 10 over the last 7 seasons, the Falcons have lost. Anytime this team has started to gain a significant amount of momentum, it has come crashing down in the worst way possible. Do you think that's going to happen again? I don't. I think this team should handily beat the 49ers on Sunday night. I am worried about this game only for the fact that it's on the road and it's another primetime game. But in terms of the actual matchup, with all the players that are out, I don't care if Purdy does play. The Falcons are clearly the better team right now. I know the 49ers have a 4-1 record somehow, but this team is battered and bruised, and they are not as good as the Falcons right now, especially on defense. So, Falcons, show us this is not the same old Falcons team who in years past would lose this game. What do you think? What do you think, Falcons fans? 404-726-0929. Do you believe in this team enough right now to say they're not going to fall for the mousetrap again? That this year is different. This year and this game specifically. I'm not talking about the rest of the season. I'm talking about this game specifically right now. Because momentum is, and I got my hand well above my head, is this high right now. You beat Washington, you go on the bye week, you come out, and you absolutely dominate and execute your game plan on all three phases of the game. So 404-726-0929. Falcons fans, what is your gut telling you right now? Do you still think there's a chance that this game on Sunday Night Football is your traditional Falcons banana in the tailpipe game? Or has this team shown you over the last two games, this is not the same old Falcons? This is not the team last year that was 6-3, 4-0 in the division and somehow lost. This is not the team that had Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder as their quarterbacks. This team is ready to go on the road in primetime again and not trip up. Because that's what the situation is, y'all. This is a just get it done spot. This isn't like a mountainous test of, you know, the 49ers from a couple of years ago that were a tip pass off the fingertips of Sanders that lost them the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, where Garoppolo threw the ball 4 inches past the outstretched arms and they lost the Super Bowl when it would have been a walk-in touchdown. This is not those 49ers. We had Kyle Madsen on yesterday from Candlestick Chronicles, and he said they view this in San Fran as a new era, a new regime. It's the same head coach, but the core players are not the same guys that were there for those Super Bowl runs of a couple of years ago. There's been a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces, new quarterback. You got a new running back in CMC. You know, there's a couple of faces, Bosa, Kittle, but Bosa's out for the year. Warner's out for the year. Kittle's coming back off of injury. So, again, this is a huge prove-it spot, I think, for everybody watching on Sunday Night Football. Is this Falcons team ready to show you that all the peaks and valleys, all the roller coaster rides, all of the back and forth and win, loss, loss, that's done. They're going to go out and prove it that they are a legit football team that has a legit resume and a legit buy-in and belief. Those are the key components. Buy-in and belief, not only from within, not just from Flowery Branch, but from the entire nation. It's starting to percolate now. I'm seeing a lot more Falcons on SportsCenter. Pat McAfee spent a lot of time talking about the Falcons this week, even shouted out Mike Conte. As we know, it's starting to percolate a little bit. So do you believe? Is this going to be another game? Or are you like some of our callers from last night that, no, I either need to see it to believe it, consistency, or I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet to say that this can't be a game where it's going to be like it was before and you trip up and not all of it, but some of the momentum that you're building right now, you start to backslide. 404-726-0929. I thought this was an interesting sort of extension of our conversation yesterday. Again, only here for an hour, so I got plenty of time to take your calls, but I want to make sure we get them in. So let's talk about this. Huge prove it spot for the Falcons. Are you in? Do you believe? 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you till 7. Going to get to the busy phone lines, full bank of calls. But first, I want to remind you on Chris Thomas tonight to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And of course, that is with yours truly, and I'll be with you as I am each and every week after Sunday Night Football. So excited to talk, hopefully, another win. And that's what we're talking about tonight at 404-726-0929 off of a very spirited discussion last night. We're extending the conversation, but we're focusing it in just on Sunday because this is the traditional banana in the tailpipe game that the Falcons of the past lay an egg and the momentum starts to backslide. I think this year's different. Do you? That's what we're talking about tonight. I think this year's different, and it starts with the defense. 404-726-0929. To the busy phones we go. David leads us off. David, you're in the game.
Hey, Turtle. How's it going today?
What's up, David?
Listen, I will honestly say, because it's the truth, I don't know. However, I will say that there was a promising thing that I saw in the game Monday night that basically tells me something is a little bit different about this team. And it was towards the end of the game. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, but it was a situation where it was towards the end of the game. I think the Falcons were still defending that 7-point lead, and Buffalo's got the ball. Like, three defenders are back, and at one point, I think it was one of the tackles, just basically grabbed Josh Allen around the waist, looked at the ref and said, you know, are you going to blow the whistle and call this a sack, or I need to put this guy on the ground? Back before, what would have happened is the Falcons' defensive tackle would have took the guy to the ground, took a 15-yard penalty, and the next thing you know, they threw a touchdown on the next play. They're actually playing smart ball right now. And if that continues, that's got a lot of promise to it.
Yeah, great call to start it off, David. Appreciate it. That's a very astute point because, Oren, I think it's fair to say under Jimmy Lake last year, discipline was an issue. So to see them, I got to say, and I threw my hat, we did this already. I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic again, but just briefly, I threw my hands up in the air a few weeks ago and I said, man, I am so glad I was so wrong about the decision to bring in Ulbrich. It's not because I doubted him as a coach. I know he's a great coach. It's that I thought Raheem needed somebody that could step to him and through him when needed to about that side of the ball. And I didn't know, you know, if somebody's a close friend and confidant of yours, if that's the best way to get that message through when you need to, because you can't be delicate about this defense. It needed the type of turnaround that Ulbrich has provided. And I'm so glad to say I was so wrong about that relationship and the dynamic of it, and how it's playing out on the field. And to David's point, you're seeing things, you're seeing discipline, you're seeing people lining up in the correct spots. You're not seeing those blown coverages that we saw all the time last season. 404-726-0929. Jason's up next. Jason.
What's up, Turtle?
What up, Jay?
So check it out, bro. Like, to answer to your question directly, yes, I do believe that this team can be a playoff team, and I'll explain why. If you've been a fan for this, and I'll say this first, the people who are skeptical about the team, I get it. If you've been a fan of the Falcons for long enough, you have PTSD. That's just what it is. That's just kind of what our plight in football life has been. But in contrast to other years, this year we're actually excellent at something. And I feel like to be a playoff team, you have to be excellent at something, at least one thing, a superstar quarterback that's consistent, a superstar defense, whatever it is. This year we happen to have a great defense, and we can run the ball. Those are two things that we're excellent at. And there's no version of professional football that where running the ball and playing really good defense doesn't make you successful. We still have to go out and do it, and this is absolutely a prove-it game. But in contrast to other years, especially the past 3 or 4 years, but really since Matt Ryan left, we actually can say for sure that we have an identity and that there's two things that we do excellently. And if that can't get you success, at least going to the playoffs, then I don't know what can.
No, and you know what else, Jason, to your point, and I appreciate the phone call, that's what playoff teams are made of. That's the secret. That's the difference, y'all. It's not Penix throwing the ball 100 times down the field. I keep telling y'all, it's the running game. It's Bijan. He's the secret weapon. He's the secret sauce, and he's not so secret anymore after 238 yards on Monday Night Football, to Jason's point. We get the quarterback on the ground. We swarm. There were, to our first caller, David's point, another play that didn't get highlighted enough, I don't think, is that on a sack of Josh Allen, there were three guys converging at the same time. It was an absolutely beautiful thing to watch. Three guys getting home at the same time, all converging, all winning on their one-on-one matchups. It was just awesome to see. James is up next. James, what do you think? Banana in the tailpipe, or this year's different?
I'm on the bandwagon. I've been with them for a while, but I just got two little bitty question marks, and I hope they, after this game, they fix them. And that's Pennant putting that foot down if he ain't got nobody to throw it to. And they need to get somebody to take the top off the other defense and give some of them other receivers a break.
Yeah, no, James, listen, I'm not sure. Darnell Mooney, I think, is making his way back towards full practice, and hopefully he can be a go this week. And you're right. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. They need to go out probably and get another receiver, even if Mooney is healthy, because you're just not getting the production between Ray-Ray, whatever's going on there. Casey Washington can't hang on to the rock, so you probably do need another guy. So I agree with you there. In terms of Penix, again, I'm just not worried about him. We said this over and over again during yesterday's conversation. It was his eighth game on Monday. Eight. Just think about how much better he's going to consistently get. And with Bijan Robinson playing the way he is right now, I don't need to see a ton of Penix. In fact, I don't want to see a ton of Penix right now. Bijan Robinson is playing at an MVP level. Keep giving it to him. And then you have the best secondary back in the league in Tyler Allgeier. Who, what's the refrain ad nauseum about him? Oh, he could be a starter on another team. Yeah, he could, and he's playing like it right now. So I agree. I don't think this is a trap game either. I'm putting my foot down on this one. I'm saying this is not a trap game. I think this team has enough, especially defensively, to not let all the momentum slip away that it has in years past. Jim is up next. Jim.
What up, Turtle?
What up, Jim?
Not much. I agree with you. Falcons got to get this one. Like I said last night, you're supposed to win the game. You're supposed to win. I think this is one. Them boys like to play in prime time. That defense is going to swarm. 28-13, my prediction.
Wow, I like it, man. Thanks for checking in, Jim. 28-13. Falcons win by more than two tutties. I like it. Love the confidence. Yeah, again, even if Purdy play, I'm not scared of the 49ers. They're not the same team. They're living off, you know what, Oren? I'm gonna say a phrase right now, and I think it's gonna resonate. The San Francisco 49ers right now, currently, week 7, 2025, are living off their logo. That's what they're doing right now. They are not the team that we remember. They still have good players, but there are some of its parts bunch at this point, not just dominance along almost every single phase of the game like it was like 3 or 4 years ago. They're living off their logo. And that's another big reason I don't think this is a trap game. Charles is up next. Charles.
Turtle, what's up, man? How you?
What's up, Charles?
Man, thanks for having me, man. Hey, so I believe, bro, I've been a Falcons fan for almost 45 years, and we never have two things that match. Man, we got a defense that's playing lights out. We got a running game that, and you said it, Bijan is playing like an all-pro. You know what I mean? And so to see what they did against Josh Allen as a defensive mindset, there's no reason why we can't do the same thing with San Fran. Like you said, they're not San Fran of old. They're not the Jerry Rice, the Deion Sanders, those guys. You know, they have good players, but I feel like our defense is just that much better than them. And I don't see why we can't go to the West Coast and take care of our business. Michael Penix, like you said, I don't need to see him sling it 30, 40 times. And let's be real. He started only 3 games last year. So, in essence, this is his rookie year. And he's going to have some ups and downs, but the way he's playing, bro, I wholeheartedly trust that guy. He's got some things he's got to clean up, but that comes with playing as a first, second-year, you know, quarterback in the league. But our defense is just ridiculous. For A.J. not to play, and they held them to 200 yards receiving or 200 yards total, whatever it was, whatever the stat was. But our defense has been playing lights out, man, and we're doing things that we haven't seen before. When the last time you seen the Falcons sack a quarterback 6 times or 4 times in the game or three coming through the line, busting through the whole line and going to the quarterback?
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's a tenacity that Brick has brought to the team, to the defense. I mean, he was a dog when he was a player. So for him to come in and bring that same mindset and to have the kid, to have the guys buy in and believe in what's going on, hey, bro, I wholeheartedly believe. Let's go, rise up.
Yeah, Charles, great stuff. I appreciate it. To answer your question, Super Bowl year. That was the last time we saw the defense be as active and flying around as they have been this season. And that goes to show you the state of the team. That was 7 years ago. 404-726-0929. Cody, King, Craig, Beltbirds, Ken, hang tight. Y'all are up next. And then Orin and I will make our picks to close out the show. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get you in to wrap up a fast-moving hour with you leading you into Hawks preseason coverage here on 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Back with you for a few more minutes here on 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle taking you up until Hawks pregame before we jump back on the phones this Friday. Come to McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers for a special edition of the Morning Shift. We'll be having breakfast and previewing this weekend's big college and pro football action, and you could join us. That's Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at the McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Is this Falcons team different? I believe it is. I believe they are not going to fall for a classic trap game. I believe they're going to keep their momentum going and that what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is absolutely legit. Do you agree? What do you think? Cody starts us off. Cody, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
What's up, Cody?
So, yeah, they got to prove it to me, man. I really want to believe. I love my Falcons. I don't hardly ever miss a snap with them. I watch them religiously, but it's, you know, in our nature the past few years to win these big games, and then we fall flat on our face on the games we're supposed to win. So I really hope we go out there, and I hope we stack some wins, and I hope we can get this positive momentum going and change the narrative of our football team. But they got to prove it to me first, man. We got to go up there. We got to play angry. We got to play fast. We got to play awake. And we can't go out there looking like the Carolina Panthers game. We got to fucking bring it home.
Yep, oh, I appreciate it, Cody. Orin, let's, just in case, I'm not sure if Cody said what I thought he said there, but okay. All right, 404-726-0929. But if it's a close call, we'll go with the safe route. 404-726-0929. But to Cody's actual point, that's why we're having the conversation. He hit the nail on the head because, as I said in the open, this week, the past 7 years, six out of seven times is a loss. And that's really unfortunate. But again, I think this squad is different. Do you? King is up next. King.
Turtle.
What's up, King?
I'm a believer, Turtle. I believe, Turtle.
I do too. I'm right there with you. I think this year's different, man.
Man, listen to me when I tell you that, bro. We just did numbers on the MVP, right? We just did numbers on the MVP. Four sacks, two interceptions, 278 yards from scrimmage for Bijan, and over 300 yards for Penny. Man, come on, man. Like, yeah, this team is for real. I believe this team for real. I'm going out on a limb and saying it. Like, y'all heard it here first. I believe this team is real, bro. I believe we're going to go out to San Francisco and handle business.
I agree. I think you're right. I think they are going to go out to San Fran and handle business. And I think that this team has shown me over the last couple of weeks that the holes and the issues that have been keeping this team from breaking their playoff drought are obviously they can't be totally fixed 5 weeks into a season, but the blueprint and the groundwork is laid to make sure that Carolina doesn't happen again and that this team is showing me improvement week in and week out and that they're not going to go out and lay an egg in San Francisco. Craig is up next. Craig.
Hey, good afternoon. I'd say for the positives of thinking we're going to be a little bit different, when Drake didn't get in right at the end of the half, the first thing I thought was the Bills are going to score right away in the second half, and then it's just going to get away from us. And they did score right away, but then we kind of, put the brakes on them. And, I think they were 2 for 9 from third down, which I haven't seen that in a long time. My biggest fear with this team, and it's kind of the boring thing to talk about, but in a league with such slim margins, is the kicking game is scary to me. And, I mean, anything below a 30-yarder I think is scary. And a team that, nowadays in the NFL, 40 to 50 has become somewhat routine. And if it comes down to that, I don't have much faith in us in a close game. That's my biggest fear going forward.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And Marquise Williams did address it this week, saying, every week is going to be a competition for the kicking situation. And, we're going to keep our ears and boots to the grindstone and all the other cliches. But you're right, Craig. I mean, that kick, even though it was blocked, that was not going in. He shanked that one. And that was important. I mean, he did come back, Romo, and hit the one at the end to put him up 2 scores, but it is not a guaranteed proposition. And when you're a playoff team, look at McLaughlin for the Bucs. Dude hits 60-yarders in his sleep. That's the new standard in the NFL. So, Craig, you're not wrong. Belt Birds is up next. Go ahead.
This call is no...
What was he calling from, like, a prison or something? Calling collect? 867-5309. What are we doing there, Belt Birds? All right, that's okay. Ken is up next. Ken.
Hey, Turtle.
What's up, Ken?
I just want to make a doing good. I just want to make a comment to I think it was 5 callers back, and I made the very same observation. And it's funny how he said no one actually talked about it, but it was discipline on the defense. That discipline is something that's to maintain because, having young guys to play during the national televised game, you figure there'd be so much adrenaline and hype and pomp going on within them, you think they would try to make an impression. But they kept their composure, and they didn't get penalized when they had grabbed, especially when they had grabbed Josh Allen. And they could have thrown them down to the ground, and they just stood up and just held them until everything was finished and settled. But I just want to make a comment on that. They played very good discipline on defense, especially being young guys. Rise up, Falcons.
Yeah, Ken, it's a good point. And as you said, another caller brought that up as well. It's underrated. And again, that is big kudos to Jeff Ulbrich and his staff for being able to instill that discipline and that regiment and that confidence in his unit to make what is starting to look like a complete turnaround from the last 7 seasons on this defense. I believe in this unit. And what did the other caller say that I said he was so right? Defense and running game travels in the NFL. You're never out of it when you have a good defense and you have a good running game. All right, great job on the phones. I appreciate everybody checking in. If you didn't get a chance to chime in, you can always hit me up on Twitter. Give me a follow at C Thomas Radio and let me know your thoughts there. Oren, we got 2 minutes left. Let's run through these picks. We got our four. Again, Oren is 13-7. I am just a game behind at 12-8. Every Thursday, we pick Thursday Night Football. We pick Georgia Tech. We pick Georgia. And, of course, we pick the Falcons. Oren, let's start with Georgia Tech at Duke. Duke All is right. favored at home, -1.5. They are not going to ruin Georgia Tech's season. I think Tech wins the game outright.
Yeah, I think Britt Key was alerted to the fact that they're an underdog this week. And Britt basically told the media, thanks for the motivation, guys. So, yeah, give me Britt and the Jackets to row.
Yeah, I don't think this is a trip-up spot for them either. Ole Miss at UGA. UGA is 7.5-point favorites. I think the line is too big. I'm going to take Ole Miss to cover the 7.5, but I do think the Dogs win.
I'm going to Riverside you.
Ooh.
I think the Dogs, this is their show-up game. We finally answer any questions we have about what Georgia may or may not be. They show it on Saturday. They run the football effectively. They play keep away with that high-powered Ole Miss offense. So give me the Dogs on that big number. And they're going to let me down a bit.
Well, it happened last weekend with the Falcons. Steelers, Thursday Night Football tonight. That'll be on our sister station as well. If you want to check that out, WAOK. I see Dom in the background.
Very
who's running
tonight,
Hawks
yes.
tonight with the Steelers gear. Real quick, they win, they cover. Bengals are a mess. This is an easy one. Steelers
yeah, give me
minus
the,
four.
Give me the Steelers so well.
Easy. All right. Last but not least, 49ers are favored. 2.5 points. At home with the Falcons going in. I've been saying it all show. You know how I feel about this. Give me the Falcons, baby. Rise up. They're going to win this game 27-17.
Yeah, I didn't take them last week, and they showed me up. So give me the Birds this week to cover.
All right, another chance for me to gain ground or Oren to pad his stats and pad his lead. Appreciate everybody who checked in tonight. We only had an hour, but we absolutely made the most of it with you on the phones at 404-726-0929. And be sure to catch me on Sunday night, Falcons flyover. Immediately after the post game, we're breaking it all down, win or loss, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Night, 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 night,